birthday special I was telling you about. And I think you're going to love this. Let me go ahead and get John here real quick. Let's see here to get you sorted. Okay. Give me a sec.
Thank you for holding. Is this Jimmy?
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Hey, not too bad. How about you?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy day so far, so it's a good problem to have, I guess.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, and it's Friday, so that's good. 3-day weekend.
That's
always a win. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, JP. He asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing. But did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how it works?
No. I mean, if it'll work, if you guys think it'll work, that's all I would really need to know.
So if you do your research on marketing, like Google advertising has been the most profitable way for a business owner to advertise for the last like 15 years.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it's because you're catching people at the moment that they're Googling or searching for your help, you know? So they're jumping online, actually looking up a service you provide, then seeing your information, and they have the ability to contact you directly from there. So usually by the time they call you, it's pretty much a done deal. It's like, it's yours to lose at that point.
It's probably the best marketing, like you said, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been the most profitable way for 15 years. You know, even some of the stuff you're doing now, like I just looked up your business name and I saw Home Advisor by Angie's.
Yeah.
Those guys get a lot of their leads from Google advertising. Like if you look up HVAC repair or installation in your area, you'll see like the top recommended guys where we're talking about listing you, like Colvin Mechanical and James Heating, Cooling, and more.
Yeah.
And then there's Home Advisor by Angie's listing there. It says top 10 best HVAC companies. And that's just for Walkerton, those 10 guys. And so when they put themselves up there, when they get a lead, they sell that lead to you for a lead fee, right? But it'll go to like 3 or 4 other people. And they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get the job. So
I'm on there right now, and that's the only marketing we've done, and that's just taking leads. It's not even marketing, really. Use the
right
marketing.
And, right.
I spent there's $1,000, and I'm gonna get like 10 leads, maybe 15, because some of them are just service calls. But they're about $100, an average $75 a piece, and then out of 6, I've only got 1. The other people needed financing. The other people needed this, that, and
That's not a good conversion rate. You know, you usually want like at least 50% if you're gonna pay per lead.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because you don't want to be getting charged. You know, for basically what you're telling me is you're paying 6 times 75 for each one job that you're getting from that platform. Yeah,
and even worse because the job I got was it was a $75 service call because it was a dirty filter.
And, wow. So you basically paid, 5 lead fees for nothing is what I'm hearing.
For nothing.
Yeah.
It looks like if I get one job, profit just say $2,000, but I had to spend $1,000.
Yeah, then it's like you're working for them at that point.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
And I knew that's how it was going to be.
Until today, until today. So that's the difference. I mean, the hard part about the first page of Google is having a spot available. You know, obviously I know every business owner that's on that Home Advisor by Angie's, the 10 of you guys, would rather be on Google and have somebody call them directly and not have to pay per lead. But if we don't have a spot open in your area, we can't even entertain that conversation, you know? So the benefit to you is that we have the opening and that you're on our qualified candidates list for it. And I have no doubt, like, it doesn't sound like you like that at all, but if you could even get that 1 out of 6 on there, you're, like, battle tested already. You'll do great on the first page of Google. These people are already picking you and then contacting you, you know?
Would I have to register business?
Yeah, we do all that for you. So we're partnered with Google. We're right across the street from them here in Southern California. So we do the registration. We do the Google verification. Do you have license?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then you're good. Yeah. Usually you already get your business registered though. I think your business is already registered. No.
Well, it's registered. The LLC is that Jimmy's Drunk LLC, but I need to try to switch it to 24/7 heating and cooling. But we wouldn't be able to put that on Google, would we? Unless it's a registered business.
Yeah, you could change your business name. I mean, there's a lot of companies that DBA, which is like doing business ads. So you're Jimmy Zarevka doing business ads 24/7. You know, you could definitely do that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's just what they're saying on the front end. And it doesn't prevent us from listing you if you don't have it registered as that, if you're doing business ads, you know. That's fine. You could do that at your own discretion. I have some people who have, you know, they're full general contracting companies, but they have, like, other services that they provide that fall outside of that realm. And so they have, like, a smaller DBA to make sure they can cover those bases, too.
Yeah.
So you could definitely help you with that.
How much does it cost?
Well, so when I look at the two main guys that are there now, which is like Colvin and James Heating, Cooling, and more, they're on a platinum package bundle that includes the website and Facebook ads. Usually the platinum package bundle is $4.99 monthly, but what I was thinking I could do for you, if you want to come on board with us today, since, you know, I hear what you're saying about the Home Advisors lead thing, I would be willing to reduce the price down to just $2.99, which is close to our wholesale cost on everything. And then it would be strictly month to month. So you wouldn't require any kind of like 3, 6, or 12 month agreement. We'll just go 30 days at a time with you. And then I would lock in. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. Just before I forget, I don't want to cut you off.
No, you're good.
But so when you put in HVAC companies in my area on Google search, what determines what's going to pop up first?
The Google partners. No, it used to be like that with like Yellow Pages back in the day. It was like alphabetical order. But if you're working with a Google partner, you're going to end up on page one. Like if you look at some of the guys that are there now, we previously had a guy, Holland Plumbing and Heating, as the number one ranked contractor for HVAC. He has 2 reviews and they're 3-star total. You know, he has a 1-star and a 5-star. Yeah, and he had no website, you know? So it's like people think like, oh, you need to have these things, and you need to have a certain amount of reviews, or you need to put AAA heating in. It's none of those things. It's just he got a call like this one day from one of the Google partners, and then we get into the back end of that Google business profile. We verify it with Google, and then we do an optimization with an algorithm that they have, and that moves them up to the first page, so they become a top recommended option for the community. And we basically leave them up there unless you start getting really bad reviews or something. That's why it's month to month. It's because, like, if you're not doing well, we can kind of part ways with you, too, and just go with a different business. So we give you guys a shot. We give you the benefit of the doubt. We try to make it as cost-efficient as possible, but you still got to, you know, get in there and do your thing.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Get good reviews.
Right. So, like, when you put in HVAC company, well, just say with buying junk cars. So if it was paying better than heating and cooling when we did it for a year, and converters were $4,000 a piece, it was totally insane. Wow. So just depending on, and I didn't even use Google. I probably really should have, thinking about it.
Yeah.
I should have used Google at that time. But when you put in sell junk cars in my area, who buys junk cars, so it'd pop up different names, and how would they make sure their name's first? I mean, I understand the first 5, whatever.
Yeah, there's 3 of you guys, but 1, 2, and 3 will be based on the end user, you know? So it's doing the optimization. Well, no, it's optimization through the Google partner, and then it goes by distance from the end user that's conducting the search.
But I can't make sure that it pops up first. Anyway.
No, I mean, if you wanted to be at the very top of the page, like those top 2 guys, we'd have to do a program called Google Guarantee, our local service ads. I don't know if you've seen those guys, but it's like BW Cook Service Experts, HVAC, and Justin Time Plumbing and Heating. So
you have to
pay like $250 just to go through the background screening and fill out the application, and they're going to require license, insurance, registration. So usually that's something we would like upgrade you to later. You usually want to run the local listing for a while and then do that. And then that one's pay per lead. But it's not like Home Advisor's pay per lead where they just kind of like send you a lead and then charge you for it. They'll actually like listen to the customer, pre-screen the customer, and then call you with the customer on the line. And then they'll listen to that conversation, and they only charge you if you set an appointment to go out and meet with them. Like if you actually agree to go out and meet with the homeowner or business owner during that call.
Okay.
So that's a really good program. Like we could grow you into that, but what you want to do is have a verified local listing first, which you will get by doing this local listing with us. And then obviously you want to build up to at least 5 verified reviews. And then they can, you know, obviously as long as those reviews are good, they'll offer you Google Guarantee. And we could obviously grow you into that. The Google Guarantee program, they're very strict about who they put up there because the guarantee that Google is providing to those customers is a $2,000 for the lifetime of the job. So, like, if we have you in that Google Guarantee program, we're promising them that we've done our homework on you and that we'll back it with $2,000 of our own insurance. And that kind of gives them the incentive to go with those Google Guarantee guys because they know if something goes wrong, not only do you have your own stuff, but Google's even going to back it.
Yeah, but I couldn't get that today.
I mean, let me look at your, let me see what I can find on you. So you said you don't have anything under 24/7 currently?
Nothing. No, we, so I've done heating and cooling for 10 years. I started with Allegiant Heating and Cooling. That's my aunt and uncle. I learned a lot there and then moved to Clem Smith Heating and Cooling. I learned enough to be on my own, but I didn't fully understand where to start. I didn't really care other than racing at the time, dirt bikes and stuff. And then now, for the past 2 years, we've been working with an investor that owns, it's called SFR3, and they own $4 billion worth of homes. And they just up and shut down their renovation size. And we have no clientele. We have nothing.
Yeah,
so we're
sort of like starting
that company from scratch, which we are and we aren't. I mean, I'm professional. I still put booties on my feet when I'm going into people's houses.
Yeah, you got the skills. It's just you need the clients to, and that's the most important thing. You know, you need to build your pipeline of business to have it be sustainable and profitable. I understand that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Out of like 15 different HVAC companies that were dealing with that renovation company called SFR3, we were the last one staying until the end. So there's and they picked me, and I don't have any employees even, and I was the last guy. So if they knew I was, they shut down because of dishonesty, and they knew I was honest. So
yeah. And well, that's actually the biggest thing with HVAC. You know, sometimes HVAC contractors just get a bad rep, you know, their credibility. And that's what makes the Google advertising so beneficial is because they know, like, hey, if I go with these guys on the first page of Google, I know they're legit and I'm not going to run into those nightmare stories, you know. So it helps a lot from that standpoint, especially if you're a new business that's just launching. You're going to need all the credibility you can get at this point. It's not like you have a bunch of reviews that they could just go pull and like a track record, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. So, that's what I was trying to, on a few jobs that I did for family members and people I knew, I was going to have them go give reviews on like Angie's List and stuff, but I was like, you know what, just let it run its course, I guess.
Yeah,
Angie's List reviews out there are probably fake anyways. I don't.
Yeah, Angie Home Advisor by Angie's is a rough one because they just kind of tell customers like, "Oh, we'll connect you with multiple trusted professionals," And so the business owners like you, they get those leads and they think, oh, here's my shot, you know, but the homeowner's going, oh, I'm going to get a call from like 10 people or 5 people. And so I'm going to hear out all of you and see which one of you is going to give me the best deal. You know, the homeowner's not thinking, oh, this guy paid me or paid $75 for this lead. You know, they have no idea. So they're just trying to do it in their best interest. And sometimes that ends up biting you in the butt. You pay $75. Maybe your price is like $50 more than another guy that just called them. And now you're just out of money, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. And then the jobs, I sold a few ACs out of them 6 that we, the leads we got, but I don't finance yet. So I didn't sell them. I can't sell them because they don't have any money.
Right. I gotcha.
So it's like financing is top, but if I don't have the customers to finance, then financing is worth nothing to me. So maybe marketing first and take the calls.
Yeah, you want to build up your pipeline. Like, this thing's awesome. It has, like, a tracking system and, like, a catch. So, like, if people are contacting you and you're, like, busy on a job because it's just you running the company right now, it'll still save that person's information and it'll send you a reminder as a text message or a notification through the app. Like, hey, you have leads. Like, call these guys back as soon as possible.
Sure.
And that'll help you like not miss opportunities, but also you'll develop like a pipeline that'll like save those people's number. Like if you have reoccurring clients or, you know, just you need to be able to keep track of these people. Like, hey, if I got to go back there in 2 weeks because I told them I'd do this, whatever the case may be, you know, it's just a good way to like pipeline them. And then you could also request reviews through that system too. So it'll help make your life a lot easier. It's working when you're working on something else. You know, it's still there, like promoting your business and trying to generate leads for you.
Heck yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, I would recommend starting out with the local listing because it's not an everyday thing that you could do that. But I understand your hunger of like, hey, I want to get this thing up and running as soon as possible. So The only concern I have and the reason I'm saying, hey, let's start out local is like, I don't know if you have all the requirements to pass that, background screening, right? Cause they're going to they're going to pull your social, like they do like a legit background screening on you. And so they're going to look into like any kind of criminal history. They're going to look for a registration of the business, insurance, license. You know, they want to make sure that you have everything necessary.
Yeah, I've got everything, and then for insurance, I've got all the I don't know what it's called, but yeah, my wife, she has the license. I don't have any licensing at all, so she's pretty much like the owner. Anybody asks.
Yeah,
I'm like past expert. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm still some stuff that I'll learn here and there, but I don't learn every day anymore.
Yeah, I hear you.
But yeah, she carries everything. The company that we work for, we had to carry. I've got $2 million liability insurance through Hiscox Insurance. And then she's got proof of her certification. And then, yeah, registered business, all that.
Okay.
Whatever you need, I guess. What's the price difference?
So the difference is that there's a $250 application fee, right? And that's just for the application. You got to fill that out and go through the background screening. On average, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks in order to get the background screening done. Sometimes quicker. I mean, if you guys can fill it all out and get it back to us as soon as possible, sometimes we can get it up and running quicker. $250, then the background screening. Once the background screening's done, they'll start developing your ad and your Google Guarantee placement. So, you know, we could get that up and running, but what they're going to want is like a 13 lead budget, right? And so that's to start out. That's the minimum. Now, it's a lot better than what you're doing with Home Advisor because it's not $75 a lead, okay? It's usually about $40 a lead for HVAC leads in this area.
Okay.
And then, like I said, we pre-screen them and vet them, and then we hand them off to you as a live call, and you only get charged if you set an appointment with them.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I start off with just the basic, and then in the meantime, work on that paperwork, because I could still send that out, but still have advertisement, right?
Yeah, so what would if you want to do it that way, like if you want to get the local listing and get the application for Google Guarantee, which is really like hitting it hard, today you would pay the $250 plus the $299. And then you wouldn't, and then again, once your LSA is up and running, you accept the first lead, they're going to want a lead budget of 13 leads. So, you know, your initial investment today would be like $549. And then once the Google Guarantee is active, you know, they're going to want about $500. Actually, it looks like $520 for that guarantee of 13 leads.
The guarantee of 13 leads per month?
Well, it's as fast as you use them. So if you only use like six that month, then it's going to roll over. It's not necessarily like a monthly charge. Obviously, they'll try to get them out to you as quickly as possible or as quickly as you can take them on. But it doesn't necessarily bill like monthly on the dot like the local listing does. That one's based on how fast you use the leads. You could use them in 2 weeks. You might use them in 2 months, you know. But the next bill won't be due until you exhaust that full 13 leads.
Or if I did, because I got to go put money on the account before I do anything. But I got to say, if I did the homepage, now the $299
Yep.
$299 and then
that's what I recommend is let us like do the $299 local. You might find that you're getting enough clients from that, to be honest. And then that's also going to have your website included in that package, and we're going to do the Facebook ads too. So I think with those things alone, you'll see a pretty significant jump. But again, Google Guarantee will be on the table. You know, we could work towards that, and we could revisit that conversation at any time.
But we could, I could pay for the application next week or in 3 weeks or something.
Yeah, absolutely. You're a client of mine. So especially if you already have a local listing, you know, that's a given. It will feel a lot more comfortable doing it like that, because then we've already gone through doing your regular Google verification. We'll already know that you're going to get through that background screening. We really don't want you paying an application fee unless we're 100% positive that you're going to pass that. Otherwise, it's like wasting money.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So starting out local, I think, is the best way. Also, those local listings are hard to come by. There's a lot of guys that pay for LSA, and they would rather not be, or local service ads, Google Guarantee, and they'd rather not be paying per lead. Like, they would rather have a local listing like that, but we just don't have availability in their area, so they end up doing pay per lead instead of the local listing and then kind of waiting for a local listing to come up. You have the opportunity to do it the other way around, which is establish your local listing, build the site, generate traffic locally here, and then obviously if you want to do Google Guarantee later, you'll be on the first page of Google twice for this area and surrounding areas, both locally and in that Google Guarantee section at the very top.
Would you guarantee that I'd at least get my $300 back?
Yeah, I mean, we're not allowed to, like, guarantee you clients from something that's not Google Guarantee. I mean, the guys that are up there now are getting calls every day. So if we're leveling the playing field, I don't see how it would be any different for you. Just in the last 30 days, we've had over 1,800 searches in the HVAC category. So if you're going from none of those people seeing you to over 1,800 people seeing you in a 30-day span, you're going to get job opportunities. And you got to also remember, Home Advisor is getting their leads from this. So it's like, you know, you're going to get a lot more opportunity for a lot less money. You know, $1,000 is pretty expensive. At $75 a lead, you know, you're limited at that $1,000, and those leads are also saturated. So I'm really confident with what you've seen right now. This would be a no-brainer. Like, in the first month, you'll be able to sit down with your other half and show her the difference, and she, you know, obviously she'd be able to see, hey, this is a lot better for you guys long-term.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. Yeah, I'll definitely do it then. I just got to go in Walkerton. I got to run to Plymouth and put money on my account, but.
Okay. Well, my representative is kind of like JP that you talked to. They're actually calling out on the spot right now, because as a Google partner, they just send us a list and then they call out until the spot fills. what I was thinking I could do is, like, I could create your account with you and, like, get all the information, and I could also gather the billing information and then do what's called a post date, which will give you time to, like, go to the bank and make the deposit. And then when you're ready, you could just shoot me a text and I'll process it, and I'll send over all your paperwork, and we'll schedule, like, a client interview for this afternoon. So that way we could interview you, start working on the site and everything. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
Would you be able to, could you call me back in like 5 minutes? Because I'm way in the back of my property. I need to call my wife's home to watch the kids.
Yeah.
If you call me back in 5 minutes, I'll be back up at the house.
Yeah, no problem. I'll circle back with you in like five here, okay?
Cool. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jimmy. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. We'll see you.